turning. Nick, can you mind passing along that message to him? Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Is this Mark?
Hi.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm just trying to take care of everything going on this morning.
Yeah, busy morning.
We got some really important issues that need to be addressed and taken care of, and just collecting money. That's all. I'm trying to collect the damn money, chase the money. So try to chase some money.
Get those receivables, yeah. No, I understand. You kind of filled me in a little bit about what's going on with the lawyer and everything. But hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. I think last we left off, you were going to your bank, to Chemical Bank, to try to get the bank statements, and you were going to see if they could email or fax them to me. I never got anything, so I'm not sure if they didn't do it, or I just kind of wanted to get an update from you.
As a matter of fact, statements I have. Hold on a second.
No problem.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn the volume up. Now, were we talking 17,000 or 7,000? How much were we talking?
As far as what?
The loan.
I don't even have an approval for you yet. I haven't even submitted it because we need the new bank statements. You gave me your other account's bank statements, but the problem was that the last update that we had is it's negative, and you'll for sure get declined right off the bat if your current balance is negative. So we were going to submit it with your new bank statements from Chemical Bank. That way we have a better shot. So that's where we left off.
Okay. All right. Now I've spoke with numerous people, so I'm getting you confused with somebody else. You with JG Advance?
No, this is Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Cardiff, it's FF at the end, like Frank.
Oh, Cardiff.
Yeah.
Okay. We're becoming very reluctant to have our credit keep being checked and keep being knocked down every time someone checks it. And did I already tell you what I thought my credit is, Manny, at right now, my credit rating?
I think you did, but you already sent me the application. We have all that stuff taken care of already. Your credit is already pulled. Everything is all good. We just need the updated bank statements.
Okay, so let's review the terms then of what we're looking at while I have you on the phone, because
mm-hmm.
I've had some other things going on. Now this has become a small issue here, so I don't remember exactly what we were talking. So can you remind me and review that?
Yes, yes.
Loan amount, et cetera?
Absolutely, yeah. So originally we spoke at the beginning of October. You said you have around $1 million in projects that you're going to be working on between now and June. You said about four projects.
All of December and June.
Okay, yeah. And then you mentioned that you have a current balance with Swift of $90,000. Ideally, you wanted to refinance that and net some cash on top for those projects. And then you also mentioned that you might be needing some more equipment down the line, too.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you pretty much sent me everything we need. The last thing that we need is your bank statements from Chemical Bank. So we don't even have an approval for you yet because I haven't submitted it. Because, like I said, the bank statements that we have from your other bank, the last month to date was negative, and it's not going to get approved if it's negative. So you're going to send me your statements from Chemical Bank.
Yeah, it's going to continue to show negative because I'm getting away from that. But
yeah, no,
that's between you and I though. But
yeah, that's totally fine as long as your Chemical Bank balances are positive. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, we can. Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, I got a fax number here,
888-234-0177.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Okay. We're going to try it right now while you're on the phone so we don't presume it went through and it didn't, because we don't trust any of these electronics. They don't work.
Okay. not a problem. Yeah, I know the other ones that you tried to fax to me, I never got them, so.
That's, you know, this has been going on since the beginning of fax machines, so.
I know.
just the most annoying thing that, and it's always made a policy in my office here is whenever you fax anything to anybody, call, make sure they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't get it, then refax it. Don't wait 3 days to find out they didn't get it.
Yep, I agree.
And we get spanked or whatever for whatever, you know, every penalty we have. Look stupid or whatever, you know. But okay. But it's going through right now, and you should have an answer here in a couple of days. I mean, today's Tuesday.
If I submit it today, I could have an answer for you by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Worst case, though, yeah, a couple of days.
And I'm in no big rush. You see, here's the thing: is that excuse me, I won't be starting his other projects till the middle of. December.
Uh-huh.
That means I don't get a check until the middle of January to the end of January. I get paid every 30 days, and
right.
That's how these projects work. And when you're doing the big ones, something between now and then, I might get some little ones, but I can't hang my hat on that without actually having one that I'm talking on and or getting ready to sign. But I will have the problem I'm going to have is I'll probably have close to $1 million of the projects, if not more, because I just got another phone call yesterday. They have to be done by the 1st of June at the latest.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be my huge problem is not having enough manpower. Fortunately, I have two in one city. And then two more in another city, which is, well, they're both within walking distance of each other. So that's been a real nice blessing. And then I'll have a fourth one that'll be needs to be finished by the end of April, beginning of May. May 15th, I think, is when they want to open, or before. But it's new construction, so that's always subject to be pushed back because it's new construction, but these others are renovations. The building is complete. We have no other trades that would be hindering. Okay, went through. Okay, we got a confirmation that it went through. But you
okay, cool. Yeah, I'm checking right now. Sometimes there's a little bit of a lag time in between. Because our fax machine's in a different office, and they'll email me. It'll email me directly as soon as we get a fax. So sometimes it's like a 2 or 3 minute lag time. So I'll be waiting for it though.
All right.
So are these right, hotel project. Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know you had a fax machine in a different office. I thought you had one sitting right there. But all right. Why don't you call me back, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. If I don't get a fax, I'll call you in like 20 minutes or so.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.